From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, January 30th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with Jane Eugene from the British R&B trio Loose Ends to learn about the group's role in soul music. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Trump administration's federal funding freeze has been rescinded, but the confusion of the past week has some University of Illinois researchers concerned. IPM Student Newsroom's Brittany Prempin explains.
U of I climatologist Francina Dominguez studies the impact of global warming and climate change on extreme flooding and drought events. She says she first learned about the funding freeze in an email from NASA sent to all grant recipients.
I was surprised. I didn't quite think that this would happen so quickly or so broadly.
Dominguez says she's relieved that the federal funding freeze has been rescinded, but she still worries that future decisions could negatively affect not only her, but also her graduate students, many of whom are paid off of federal grants. Last night, U of I System President Tim Colleen sent an email saying he'll travel to D.C. next week for meetings with members of Congress to, quote, learn more about what we should anticipate and how all of us might be affected. End quote. I'm Brittany Prempin, IPM News.
University of Illinois community members with family in the Middle East are glad to see Israel and Hamas are continuing to follow the terms of their ceasefire deal. Stav Usher is an Israeli computer science grad student at the U of I. He served in the Israel Defense Forces and came to the U.S. in 2020.
I hope that they will be okay, but I'm most grateful for the fact that the hostages are alive and home.
Usher says he's concerned that the ceasefire won't last as long as Hamas remains in the Gaza Strip. Based on the ceasefire agreement, Hamas is set to release three more hostages today. Despite one of President Donald Trump's executive orders, trans youth in Illinois should still have access to gender-affirming care. Alex Degman reports.
The president issued an order this week targeting things like hormones and puberty blockers for children and teenagers younger than 19. It says facilities that get federal money through Medicare or Medicaid should not provide that care. But executive orders do not supersede existing law. That's why State Representative Kelly Cassidy says it should be business as usual for Illinois healthcare providers.
There are folks at the national level and here in Illinois who are analyzing it, looking at how it interacts with our laws, what our capacity to defend against it is. And it might be a minute before people figure it out.
Cassidy says a number of state-level protections already exist for people seeking gender-affirming care and the doctors providing it. I'm Alex Degman.
Reading scores for Illinois fourth graders continue to decline in the wake of the pandemic, according to results from a national test known as the Nation's Report Card. Anna Savchenko has more.
This year's results show average reading scores of Illinois fourth graders have dropped since 2022, despite significant investment in pandemic recovery. These students were in kindergarten when the pandemic hit. But data shows that reading scores for fourth graders in Illinois and the nation began declining well before the pandemic. The picture is brighter for eighth graders, though. In Chicago, the scores for those older students topped pre-pandemic results in reading and exceeded the average of the nation's large cities. Across Illinois, eighth graders scored higher than the national average in both reading and math. However, the scores overall still remain below pre-pandemic levels.
Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with Jane Eugene from the British R&B trio Loose Ends. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain late in the day and a high of 46 degrees and a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely and a low of 38 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, rain likely in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 49 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 29 degrees, a north wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 45 degrees and an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, there's been widespread confusion and a court fight after the Trump administration froze areas of government spending, affecting hundreds of programs from Head Start to Meals on Wheels. We'll talk about the fallout with the state controller, a group of experts, and nonprofits whose programs are at risk. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. This Saturday marks 1 year since Illinois Public Media launched Illinois Soul FM 101.1, featuring R&B, gospel, and jazz music, as well as NPR news programs. As part of the celebration, the British R&B trio Loose Ends will perform Saturday at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. IPM's Kennedy Vincent spoke with the band's lead singer, Jane Eugene, about Loose Ends' role in soul music. They started with how Eugene met her fellow bandmates, Steve Nichol and Carl McIntosh, at age 18.
I heard him say, oh, he's going to start a band. And for some reason, I said, oh, I'll come and sing with you. And it was really just like that. And we met Mr. McIntosh when we were actually looking to put together a gigging band, as it were. Believe it or not, I used to go to Steve's house. We used to write songs. One of the first songs we ever did that was signed to Virgin Records was In the Sky, which was written by Steve and his sister-in-law at the time.
Who were your musical inspirations?
Oh, my God. Of course, I love Evelyn Champagne King. I really, if somebody was going to do a personal concert for me, it would have been between Phyllis Hyman and Evelyn Champagne King.
Loose Ends wasn't just a band. It was a movement, a shift in how people think about soul music and its place in history. For Jane, being a part of that legacy is something she takes seriously. But it's also something that's still evolving. The music still resonates across generations.
You're young, you're eager, you're passionate, you are really excited because we were recording in America. First time for me to fly, even have a passport at that time. So we were just eager to get our music out and get it produced properly.
In this journey of yours, what accomplishment brings you the most pride?
I think one of the things that Carl brought to the Loose End situation is that we would fast and pray every day when we were doing our album. So it became more of a spiritual thing. And I think when you listen to the album, people feel amazing things from listening to our music. Is this our destiny? Oh. Right. I used to get people who would write to us and say, it got me through my divorce. It got me through hard times, especially stuff like You Can't Stop the Rain, you know, Slow Down. It really means more to them than we ever thought. But I think because we started off with prayer and then we went into the studio and we created, there's something in those songs that does a lot more medicine for people than what you even imagine. You don't imagine that when you're young. Right? To think that this music has lasted since 1980, and what are we in now? 2025. No, I never thought it would last that long. The younger you are, the more into yourself you are, right? You want to, you know, it's about me, is my lipstick right? Is my hair done? You know, am I looking? And this, that, and the other. As you get older, you realize you're not here for yourself. You're here for love that you give, the love you make, and the love you share.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Brittany Prempton, May Antar, Alex Degman, Anna Savchenko, and Kennedy Vincent. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.